Consolidation of the Publishing Work, 1895. The subject of consolidating our publishing work to bring it under one management has been presented to me, and I have been shown what the outcome would be. It would result in bringing all the publishing houses under the control of a man-made power at Battle Creek, which already has far too extensive a rule. It will be urged that since the publishing interest in Battle Creek is under the supervision of the General Conference, matters are placed on a different basis, and that the objections to consolidation are removed. But the same influences that have been leading away from the principles upon which our publishing institutions were founded are working still. There is a change of name, but to a great degree, the management is the same. It is no time now for any institution among us to act out the principles of Rome in seeking to bring everything under its own control. The General Conference is assuredly embracing altogether too many weighty responsibilities. It cannot carry them with the present corps of workers. It is best for our brethren in Battle Creek to think more deeply and pray more earnestly before they shall make any further moves to enfold all the publishing interests. You are in need of the teachings and leadings of the Holy Spirit of God. Let your managing forces walk humbly with God and seek wisdom from Him to manage the interests that have already accumulated at Battle Creek. You will need a much more efficient staff than you now have to do even this. When the present inefficient corps undertakes the management of the publishing work in the whole field, they are acting contrary to the will of God. I protest against it in the name of the Lord. If the publishing house at Battle Creek had kept clear from all encroachments upon the rights of others, the responsible men would have had a decidedly different record in the books of heaven. The record of the books is soon to be opened. The time is at hand when the vision of the prophets is to be fulfilled. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Revelation 20, verse 11. Daniel, speaking of the destruction of earthly kingdoms, says, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known what shall come to pass hereafter. And the dream is certain, and the interpretation sure." Daniel 2, verse 44-45. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Revelation 20, verse 12 to 15. Let all take heed as to the principles that govern their dealings with one another, for all their works are to be brought into judgment. There must be no confederacy to ignore the individuality of the publishing work on the Pacific coast. Let not our brethren attempt to submerge the identity of the Pacific Press in the publishing house at Battle Creek, thinking to increase the strength of both. The Pacific Press has been led to depend too largely upon Battle Creek. Its managers should have discerned the talents to be found on the Pacific coast and would have shown true wisdom in securing all the ability possible in order to make their work a complete whole. Let the Battle Creek Publishing House and the Pacific Press regard each other as sister institutions. In cooperation, they can exert a healthful influence upon each other, but not in consolidation. These institutions are not to become merged into one. The managers in Battle Creek have indulged unchristian, unbrotherly feelings, even envy and jealousy, toward the Pacific Publishing House. They have had a feverish desire to belittle that institution and to bring it under their own jurisdiction. But the light that I have had for years is that these institutions must stand separate, each preserving its own individuality. A nearer relation than this will tend to the injury of both. The arrangement for the General Conference to take the supervision of the publishing work will not remove the difficulties that have existed, unless there is a decided renunciation of the principles and methods which are not in the wisdom of God, nor for the interests of the work. Methods which God does not approve have leavened the minds of men who do not discern the outcome of these ambitious plans. They give their assent to that of which they know very little. I fear that the managers of the Pacific Press have accepted propositions without the careful and prayerful consideration which should have been given them. No proposition should be accepted, no matter from whom it may come, unless it is definitely stated in writing and a copy given to the managers of each institution. Then let several of the leading men together bring the matter before the Lord. Spread out the writing before him, and with earnest prayer seek for clear discernment and sharp discrimination, to decide whether the plans proposed are for the glory of God and the good of both institutions. As you ask for wisdom, believe that you receive, and you shall have, for God has promised it. Brother Olson may, with the purest motives, make propositions that have no appearance of injustice toward any institution outside of Battle Creek, but the terms in which the propositions are made may mean much more than is apparent to the Pacific Press managers. Some of the men on the other side have purposes in view which they do not clearly define. From the light I have had, the Pacific Press has consented to accept propositions that will open the way for still others and may bring results which its managers do not now foresee. I write this in order that no hurried motions shall be carried through, but that every point may be carefully and prayerfully considered, with its probable results. I repeat, the fact that the General Conference has taken the control of the publishing work does not remove the objection to consolidation. Matters are presented to me as in no more favorable condition than before. The very foundation of the evil has not been removed. The same men are acting in the interests of the publishing work at Battle Creek, and their policy will be essentially the same as in the past, bearing the signature of men, but not the endorsement of God. I am anxious to publish the testimonies that have so long been in the hands of a few. The people are in ignorance as to the significance of the decisions of your councils, for they have not the light which you have received. As soon as other work can be completed, I mean to publish the testimonies that have been waiting so long. But if our brethren persist in their efforts to consolidate the publishing work and bring the Pacific Press under the management of the authorities at Battle Creek, I shall feel it my duty at once to gather up and publish the writings that have, for the last 20 years, expressed the will of God on this point. Oh, may God save his people in this perilous time. Wisdom seems to have departed from the prudent. The truth is hidden from wise men and is revealed to babes. The cause of God will not be left in unconsecrated, unskillful hands.